Jerry, if you hang out for 20 seconds, let me just open this up. It's the top of the hour. And again, this is Lobe WA2AXZ for the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. We talk about everything on the table between ham radio, train, the buses, whatever happens to be thrown on the table. So before we continue, let's open it up and see if we have any check-ins from the K2IRT group. Come on in.
Good evening, KA2KZQ.
WB2YZX.
EQ, do we have anybody else for the K2IRT group? I have to find out what happened to the gang there. Hello, Richard, how are you doing tonight? Anything good on your side?
Good evening to you, Rolfi, and also to the other station. I think that's CW, and I recognize the telephone from somewhere. And I just want to let you know, Charlie, YZX also checked it. He may have been missing. Yeah, everything's okay. It was a pleasure unexpectedly seeing you the other day at 2 Broadway. And I'll tell you one thing, with the weather that we had, I left at 2:30. No problems with the pricing line until Newkirk Avenue. And in that, apparently there was a train to Cedars, Calloway. As long as it's just from Newkirk Avenue to King College that the train ran slowly. Otherwise, there were no problems on the way home. Back to you.
Irish K2KDQ and the K2IRT group with WA2AXZ. Yeah, they had some signal problems with the signal feeders. The power went out at Avenue J and it took out a couple of stations. So it was a little rough the past couple, but happy to say everything is back to normal. Yeah, we have Jerry over in Canarsie, W2SCW. And you said Charlie checked in too?
Good.
WB2YZX.
Okay, good evening, and let me say hello to Rich and Moby and W2SCW. That call sounds very familiar for some reason. Actually, I've been listening a little bit, and maybe worked you on one of those goody boxes back in the AM days or something. Maybe you might have been a CTS2 or whatever, but chances are we crossed paths one time or another. So, Lobe, you copy me okay? I'm using my 220 rig.
Audio is a little low, but I got just pretty much solid on carrier.
Okay, very good. Over to you then.
All right, Charlie. So, I got WA2AXZ and his faithful dog, Prince. This dog will not leave me alone. Just turned 4 months old, and he's letting everybody know he's a head basset hound of the house. Wants attention 24/7, and if I don't give it to him, he lets me know it in no uncertain terms. I think he's upset though, because I spend a lot of time when I leave to go to Pignard or 2 Broadway. He sits home alone and contemplates what he's going to do when I get back. Other than that, well, we have a. Just a quiet day today. Everybody survived. Everybody pretty much survived the storm. Hold on 1 second here. The drop, the repeater. I had a little interesting fun on 160 meters yesterday. I fired up the rig, turned on the linear. I started transmitting, and you should, I never knew I had a lighted dial on my big MFJ tuner. Because I saw a lightning bolt across the digital numbers there, and I'm going, whoa, that's not good at all. Apparently, between the snow and the ice, it built up a 2-inch coat of wet, soggy whatever across all the elements of the antenna, and it was one big short, and the thing fed back, and I'm happy to say it was only a splash, and nothing more serious than that. I got the tuner fixed up, and I'll be back on 160 tonight. But I've learned my lesson now. Anytime it snows, I'll just sit back and turn on the cartoon channel. Let's turn it back over to Jerry, W2SCW. Come on in, Jerry.
Good evening, everybody. Jerry, W2SCW. I'm an ABC TV retiree. And incidentally, I was promoted to an honorary motorman 25 years ago because I had my nose on the front window of the first car next to the motorman's cab. And I love it. I still love it. And I think it's the greatest ride. I was going to say a nickel for a moment. But I think it's great. I just love to ride in the first car and look out the window. How about that? But in any case, gentlemen, a very pleasant good evening to one and all. You know, I've been in here for many years. I've never been able to load up on 160. I have an inverted V, which went down and snapped. I have it up for many years because I'd had about an inch and a half of ice on the wire. Just snapped in the middle. So as soon as the snow melts, I'll have to either climb up on the roof or solder it or do something. But I've never been on 160. It's a big wish of mine. Back to net control. W2SCW here.
Hey, W2SCW and the K2IRT group. Well, I tell you, we've got a typical Brooklyn roof with no room whatsoever in the backyard. And I made the determination that I was going to get on 160 because I've got a lot of gang across the country that's on 160. And I picked up a mobile hamstick. Now, they made a mobile hamstick by Valor. And I picked it up used in, as a matter of fact, it was out in Long Island when they had the Hamfest a couple of years ago. And I took the thing and stuck it up. And surprisingly, I pumped 250 to 300 watts in it. And I can hear everybody, and everybody can hear me. So I've been on 160 every night for a couple of years. We usually hang around 1871, 1871, starting at 8 o'clock. In addition, if you got the inverted V, if you can get down to 40 meters, every day we run the 7272 Rancho net on 40 meters, 7272. So we're about 9 o'clock in the morning until noon. And beyond sometimes, you can catch the gang there, Jerry. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. We'll have to look into it. With this gentleman, we're going to be in the standby. Yeah, I'm coming. That's my wife calling me. Come on and get that hot coffee. So, gentlemen, let me say it's been a pleasure chatting with you. And thanks for allowing me to join in. Best of 73. It's been a very pleasant evening. The one and all. This is W2SCW, 73 men.
Hey Jerry, great to meet up with you, and again, don't be a stranger. We're here just about every Thursday night. And again, as I said, if you have a chance to get on the 72 True during the week, 7 days a week, hop in and say hi to the gang. So we're clear with W2SCW, and let's go back up the ridge, KA2KDQ.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ, and Jerry, pleasure making your acquaintance about this. If you still happen to be listening, I your call sign is familiar. I'm sure I met you at Kansas County Radio Club, the Kansas Theater Association, or maybe even the Poverty in Hamlet Association, but the call sign is very familiar. Yeah, so, okay, so, KTM 73, and, I pass over to Charlie, going through some work. Hey, and, going into work, we're going to it was a sale, so everything, transportation, and
most of your audio was broken up. It was like you're moving around with the handheld. I think it's time to get an outside antenna again, or at least something you can pop on the window. It'll make it a little bit more manageable. Go ahead.
How are you, Hotel Explorer? I called.
How much for a room do you think I have to use? Well, it's a 270.
Never mind. Even my office if I have to. That was the end of that. But, not to say, we get every now and then. And, we get through it. So, over to you.
WA2AXE, they were charging how much for a room over there, Charlie? Two bills?
$75.
Oh, that's enough, I gotta tell you. Well, I do have to tell you that I spent many a night on the floor of my office depending on what kind of emergency came about, be it snow or power related. So I got very good at making friends with the bases of chairs as pillows. Go ahead.
Yeah, and actually I was kind of liking the idea, despite the money. I figured, what the heck, you could have a nice dinner, maybe go to the bar and have a few drinks, and might be nice, but. Actually, I made it home with no problem. The only problem is walking down the hill, and I'm kind of at the bottom of a hill here. It's a little bit treacherous, to say the least, but it wasn't so bad.
Well, I tell you, the snow is pretty much stopped. Everything is cleared. Matter of fact, excuse me, dog, go away. Nibbling me. The weather forecast people said it was not a blizzard. So I wonder what happens to New York City if they really did have a blizzard. You know, in the Midwest, they get about 25, 30 inches of snow at a shot, and they get through it. Here in New York, they come on TV with all the dramatic music like the world is coming to an end. And I think the New Yorkers have had it much too easy.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever we have a storm, the news people get on there, they make it sound like, as you say, the end of the world. You know, they look the worst possible scenario. It's news, you know, and they want to dramatize the whole thing. All it is a storm. And, I don't know, when I was a kid,
All right, Charlie, let me take a moment here and identify. This is the K2IRT New York City Transit Radio Club. Just sit back for a second, see if we have any of the other regulars checking in. Andy, Abe, anyone else out there? I think what I'm going to start doing again is I don't have all the email addresses here, but probably have to send out a reminder every Thursday that we're going to be doing this. We started working with the operations of the 72Chu, and we've got a database of over 100 emails now, so we send that out once a month with newsletters and everything else. And nice to see that our little group is growing on 40 meters. Other than that, what we're going to be doing, it's snowing, it's miserable, it's perfect time to go up on the roof and do some antenna work again. So we'll have to talk to Wally and the gang and see what we're going to do next. I know that the guys want to build that 80 meter antenna, so just telling everybody that you just have to decide to get out there, pick a Saturday or a Sunday, let's go out and do it, because, again, it's half past February, quarter to March. March will turn into April, and then it'll zoom by like lightning, and then we'll be in a rat race to get everything done this year.
Let's turn it back up to Rich, John, KAQ-KDQ.
Rich, hope you move to the window.
Okay, Lobe, you should hear me better now. I was on the base rig before at 5 watts. Yeah, you're right. Not having the most decent antenna does make things a little bit more difficult. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what. Just one other thing I will make a mention. No problem yesterday or today going into work, but I'll tell you this morning, I missed the bus. I was walking over to the Kings Highway station. You know, and it's funny, I was walking in the street, no problems or anything. But at one point, I figured it was okay to go back on the sidewalk. So I'm walking to the sidewalk, just to get on, and apparently the place where I put my left foot was a patch of clear black ice, and I fell down on my side. Believe me, I'm okay, but... Yeah, my leg hurt a little bit, but outside of that, I'm okay. Oh, and by the way, Lobe, notice how things are different in one respect. In New York City, we got quite a bit of snow. Things kind of slowed down a bit, but didn't grind to a halt. Think of it, our nation's capital. All they need to do is get a couple of inches of snow. It's been closed down for the last couple of days, so I think they got it much worse than we did.
Well, Rich, it should snow down there all the time. It'll prevent all those crazy senators and congressmen from taxing us even more. Or at least it'll put it off for another day. So we'll have to see what really happens with them. As I said, there's so many different people around the country. The people in the Midwest and the upper Midwest, the Minnesota, the Dakotas, there, snow is nothing. When it snows, well, they keep... But anywhere else, it's like the world comes to an end. And I really feel sorry when they get snow down in Texas and Houston and that part of the woods. They usually don't see snow for maybe 10 years or so. And then these guys go out and they try to drive in it. You hear these 20 and 40 car pileups down there because they don't know any better. They think they can go and go and then stop when they have to. Never ends. All right. Well, again, this is the K2IRT group. We've got Lobe here, WA2AXZ. And the killer basset hound over here, Prince. Going to turn on the 160-meter amp in a little bit and let that thing cook up. I haven't heard from Val since I was over there. He had his new Linea. He's got that monster AL80. D with the 3500Z. He's supposed to get a power cord for the thing, and hopefully if he does decide to check in tonight, we'll be able to see what he did with it. And hopefully he's using it to the best of his ability. Back to you, Charlie, WB2YZX.
Okay, very good. And, yes, we were talking about yesterday here. I got an email the other day from a guy I knew very well back in my late teens or early 20s. I worked a lot on 2 a.m. In fact, he probably worked at 2 a.m. I think it was WHCC. And he heard me calling CQ on 20-meter Olivia. And finally he called me. I couldn't hear him. But I've been out of contact with this guy forever. Right? He just moved down to Tennessee and changed his call sign. At any rate, he sent me an email. He remembered my call sign, which is hard to get, of course. And we've been kind of corresponding the last few days because I've been broken into the But how funny this ham radio is. I think my brother was... many times. I still got some pictures of them, but it's funny I can renew friendships over the radio after so many years, but thought I'd throw that that or throw that out on the table. Back to you.
Right, W2YZX and the K2IRT group. We had a good group of guys on 2 meters AM back in 71, 72. What do you call it? W2PBQ, K2EGV. I'm just trying to remember some of the other guys there. We used to run on the National Awards Hunters Clubs. And I think after about 3 or 4 years, that thing vaporized. And I never heard of anyone since. I know a couple of the guys are still out there because I threw their call letters in the QRZ database and it came up, so they're still around. But as I said, everybody does what they do. They get hooked into something and then they may get a little bit tired of it. It has to refresh itself again. But I'm just sitting here now and looking at my wall. I got the big maps, the radio maps, and the ARRL call map, and I have my old-timers club certificate from ARRL. It says I'm an old-timer since 1971, yet you talk to a couple of guys on the air and they've had their call sign since World War II. That's got to be something, you know, working from the AM, bands all the way up to the modern digital age. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I tell you, W2BNW, who was my former boss, who is still alive in his 90s now, he used to tell me about spark gap gauge, and he has got some fascinating stories. He had a shop back in the old Cortlandt Street days before the trade center went up, and I tell you, that must have been a lot of fun in those days. Building rigs and spark gap and that sort of thing. So it's so fun. Very different, but still a lot of fun. Back to you.
I tell you, that was the day when you really needed a shack, because I don't think the wives and mothers would let the guys come in the house and have lightning bolts flying around the room. I think they get rather upset. As I said, when I was doing my operations in the basement, they got upset. So I can see this thing spinning around, doing a CQ, and hearing lightning bolts go off. But I tell you, that Marconi book I read was something where Marconi would set up tin foil plates in a barn, and they were bigger than bed sheets, king size bed sheets, and that was his capacitor. Using all these sheets in a barn, and when he started experimenting and sending his cross-ocean telegraph for the first time, as he struck the key, it sounded like lightning going off inside the barn. Boom! Go ahead.
Yeah, I can imagine. You were kind of preempted there for a second by the weather report, but I got most of it there. Yeah. Well, I know one thing, that my mother would never allow a spark gap to enter in the house. She reluctantly let me be a ham radio operator. I think she knew how much I enjoyed it. But, believe me, my parents did everything in the world to discourage it, but it didn't work.
KC2VMS.
We have KC2VMS. How you doing?
How are you doing? I'm doing fine here at Ground Zero in Yonkers. We got 14 inches of snow, and everybody else around us got less. So on TV, I agreed with them when they said Yonkers was Ground Zero. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good over here. As I said, here in the city, everybody survived. We had just about a little over a foot of snow here. The only one that really appreciated it was my Basset hound.
Well, my little Sabrina loved it. She's jumping up and down in the snow, almost pulled me. I felt tempted to get myself a sled and let my dog pull me. And I'm sure she would have done some great job.
I'm sitting here right now, and I'm talking to you. And the little dog is under the table, and he's trying to eat the power cord of the light on the Radio Shack table. And I'm looking at him. He's only 4 months old. And while you were talking, I looked him dead in the eye, and I says, go ahead, go ahead. You can eat it. Excuse me, dog. Get out of the way now. I bought a bottle of this spray, this bitter spray, because the little guy found it very necessary to chew on my Heil mic cord. So let me spray this all over here. Go ahead, dog. Take a bite now. Let's see what happens.
If I hear a big short circuit in the background, I'll know what it is.
Oh, back about 1968-69, got my first dog, a beagle. Do you believe it? The dog is eating, he's trying to eat the wire with that bitter stuff on it. Eesh, I don't know. Go away, dog. And the beagle, I was up here in the same bedroom, by the way. And I was watching my old black and white Philco TV. And the beagle was somewhere on the floor. I didn't know where he was. I was half asleep at the time. Next thing I know is the TV goes off and I hear the dog go, bah! And I knew immediately what he did. He went right through the power cord. So I said, that's good for you. I went to sleep. The next morning, I found the beagle at the foot of the bed. And he's sitting there with his head between his paws looking up at me like, I really didn't mean to do that. And he learned not to chew on anything again. Go ahead.
Hey, you're lucky. Well, my dog is not too bad. I used to have a purebred Doberman, and that one got chewed by moldings in the house. And my best friend also had a Doberman, and his dog did even worse. Chewed away his stereo system, the actual stereo, the speakers. And that was horrible. I mean, he lost so much money. He wanted to kill that dog. But this one here I have is a Dobie mix. Mix or what? I don't know. I adopted her from North Shore Animal League, and she's a good companion.
Well, this little guy is my third Basset Hound, and I just retired in January, and the gang at work gave me him as a going-away present. Usually some people get a gold watch. I get a Basset Hound, so I picked him up now. He's sitting on my lap. He's only about 4 months old, and nice tricolor, cute little guy. And again, like everything else, they have to learn. Oh, he's a little puppy now. I say little. When I first got him, he was barely 8 pounds. Now he's about 22 pounds. So he's growing into his ears. All right, just bear with us a second. We'll go around again, and we'll see what the world has to say. Go back to Rich, KDQ in Brooklyn. Come on in, Rich. He's all yours.
Okay, Lobi, I'm here, and also welcome to the station from Yonkers. You know, Lobi, you know, you mentioned before about maps, you know, which are used for HF. You know, it's funny, it reminded me of an old advertisement back in 1991 in Monitoring Times magazine. They ran an advertisement which some people of the CIA didn't like too much. Basically, what it shows in the ad is this guy sitting by a shortwave receiver with a copy of
2CMA. Repeat. PL 1 14 8.
Okay, Lobi, now to continue, you know, I remember thought Smog didn't think twice about it. But apparently about 2 months later, when Bob Grove, the publisher, was making his comment, apparently some people at the CIA contacted him and said, hey, please, change the set. We don't want to know that people we subscribe to this magazine. So first he said no, but then he finally did change the ad a little bit. Instead of saying the CIA subscribes, he says the pros subscribe. Pros subscribe. But here's the last point that I thought was funny. Number one, they don't actually subscribe, but people get individual subscriptions sent to CIA headquarters. Now, apparently they came back with another request. He says, listen, he came saying to him, when you listen, can you do us a favor? When you send the magazine to us, could you please send it in a plain brown paper wrapping so people won't know where it's going to? But the publisher, Bob Grove, I think his full sign is W8JHD, I think it is. He told them nothing doing. He said, from his point of view, he says it's no secret it's going to their, it's going to the CIA because it has their address. I thought you would find that interesting. I hope you got a little laugh out of it.
Yeah, I wonder what happens when they get their copies of Playboy and Penthouse magazine. If they ask them to send those in a plain brown wrapper too, you never know. You never know. Well, you see some of the strange goings on between the CIA and the FBI. Nowadays, with the new administration, I think we're all doomed because there more and more the more stories that hit the public. Talk about the peak of ineptness, and it's a shame too, because that used to be an elite organization, the FBI and the CIA, and now, like everything else, after this four-year period, it'll take another knight on a white horse to come in and save everything and things going again. All right, Rich, we'll move on. We'll pick it up to Charlie, WB2YZX, if he did any more satellite work or the PSK going on over there. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've just hit my 600th satellite contact the other day. And two more brand new satellites, which makes it fun. One South African, one Chinese, and they're both being commissioned, so they're not fully in service 24 hours a day yet. But good to notice some other birds lately, so that should be fun. And I'm looking at the picture of you with your dog sitting on your lap, and my God, it's adorable. Really adorable. And, I can see where he can get into a lot of things here, so he doesn't care about what he chews on, because he can not do work the end of the day, I'm sure. WA2AXZWB2YZX.
Probably looking at the picture in QRZ. If you look up the Corncom Net, that's the group I'm on 40 meters early in the morning. You got one of the newer pictures of me and the dog, and believe it or not, he's much bigger. Go ahead.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure he's got quite an appetite, too.
He does pretty good. You know, I follow the instructions on the bag. Usually it's about 2 cups of food a day. But now at his age, he's eating the 4 cups of that dry stuff, the Purina stuff. And he gets nothing from the table. I don't want him to be one of those nuisance dogs that are always barking and crying. Although every time I sit down to eat, he sits down on the side of the table, and he just sits there looking at me like, you know, is anything going to fall off the plate, please? But it doesn't. It doesn't. I don't want to get him too spoiled. Right now, the big thing that I'm working on, I said I was supposed to go down to the February Ham Fest down in Orlando, Florida. But since my daughter's going to have the baby in a week or so, I just wanted to be up here just in case the little guy decides to come earlier. And also, I don't know anyone down in the Orlando area. In Dayton, we have a good group of people there, people coming in with their wives, girlfriends, or whatever. And I have somebody in town with me. So hopefully someone will just keep an eye on them when I'm at the Dayton Ham Fest this coming May, guys.
Well, I do love dogs. That's right. I love dogs. Believe me, I'd love to have them. I just think dog is alone all day long, especially with her. Especially with all the junk I am. But he would certainly have plenty to chew on.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT group there. No, you're right about that, because even I said it's not fair
it's not fair to have a dog sitting in the house alone. If you have a couple of dogs, you know, they keep each other company. You know, some people get two pugs or two of anything, and they're pretty good. But being home alone is no good. And again, when I have to leave him home, when I run to Broadway to do the museum work or picking yard to work on that dynamo that I'm working on, it's sad to see him sitting looking at the other side of the fence, and he cries a little bit like, "Where you going now?"
Yeah, well, I guess you got to get them a little bit used to it. Otherwise, you know, they're afraid to be alone all the time. But I live in a two-family house, and this is a German Shepherd downstairs. And when they go out of the house, it whines and whines all night long.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad part. Well, this little guy makes a couple of squeaks. Like right now, he's squeaking because he wants to sit on my lap. I won't pick him up just yet. But after about 10 or 15 minutes, he quiets down and he's resigned to the fact that he's home alone. When he was little, he used to bark, and my next door neighbor loves dogs, and she would knock on the wall and talk to him through the wall, and he would actually listen. He would just shut up and say, "Hey, who's that over there?" We'll have to see what happens there. Okay, excuse me, don't bite my foot. My foot belongs to me. You can bite anything else. Here's a nice power cord. So, let's go back over to Yonkers. JC2, VMS, you got WA2AXE in the K2RT group.
Hey, listen, with all of us with all the animals we have, we got to get a hold of President Obama and let us get a special social security number for our pets. With all the money we spend, we should be able to have a tax write-off then. Maybe we won't have so many abandoned pets in the shelters. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd vote for that. But unfortunately, nobody else would. It's a shame, too. You know, your dog's a man's best friend, and people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on their pets. And for that matter, even the medical bills of some of these pets are astronomical. And, you get no satisfaction from the government with that. No, you get a pet, it's your responsibility, and throw their hands up into the air. I've had my pets all my life here. This little guy is just going to fit in his own little niche for a few years, and we'll see what happens with him. Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Dog, those fingers belong to me, not you. Back to you.
Now, if they want to revamp the healthcare system, they should do for our pets, too. Come on, I mean, these are like our children. I don't know. We got to do something. I think if we all band together and maybe one of these Animal Planet, I don't know if you ever watched that on cable TV, maybe we should get a hold of one of these organizations and have them, we all band together and give our pets a little higher stature. I mean, they really help us out. And even say it's good for your health to have a pet, that it lowers your blood pressure. And it's been proven, so I believe it. Back to you.
Well, I know this guy is definitely lowering my blood pressure. He's just lowering my blood level. He's got sharp little needle teeth. He doesn't have his permanent teeth yet. The doctor says he's going to get them in 6 months and beyond. But he still has his little baby teeth. And when he clamps down,
W-2-I-C-F-A-14-8.
20 little hypodermic teeth.
L-1-14-8.
What's that, Brian? Right now I have him here, and he's trying to keep my microphone cord there. Just a little bundle of energy. Yeah, if you happen to go to QRZ and put my call letters in WA2AXE to Charlie said, you see a picture of me in the Radio Shack holding the hound when he was just about 9 weeks old. But now that he's 4 months, good 20-something pounds, it's very long. He's a very long dog, and he's starting to grow into his ears. Good animal. He's a good dog, especially when he's sleeping. As a matter of fact, right now, he put his head in between my arm here, and he's taking a nap. Let him go take it. Go take a nap now. I wish I could take a nap.
Roger. Hey, that sounds very, very interesting.
By the way, if you could give me that call sign again, I'm writing it down and I'm going to look it up.
W-A-2-A-X-Z, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu.
Okay, that's Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Lima?
W-A-2-A-X-Z. Apparently they're shifting some of the controls over on the repeater right now.
Roger, I got it. W-A-2-A-X-Z.
Yep. Matter of fact, if you... I'm laughing. He's nibbling my arm. If you look at that picture, that's exactly the way he's sitting right now on my lap. Just taking over the lap here. All right. I don't have very much of anything else going on. As I said, it was a snowy day. It's been a miserable day. And I had a lot of antenna problems, but thankfully the sun melted everything. I remember years ago I had a Monster TA-33 up on the roof. I think it was 74 or 76. One of those years we had a bad, bad ice storm. And this thing just took this antenna down and just wrapped it around the ceiling, and that was the end of that. But we'll have to see. I may take a ride out to Ohio, visit Tom KCAQGJ, and pick up his tower sections. He's got about five or seven tower sections for us, and I'll hold a couple of them here, and I'll put them on the side of the house. And the rest of them we'll put over to the K2IRT and try to make some freestanding towers for us. We can use them at other locations, too. We'll go back up to the top one more time. Give it back over to Rich, KA2KDQ. You got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. I'll tell you, Lobby is listening, you know, to the interesting dog stories that everybody has. But here, I'll tell you a few things. He had for many years a German Shepherd. Her name was Queenie. My father originally got it for his business to stop robberies, but that's a whole other story. But here was the interesting thing. You know, before there was a fence outside and, you know, we could leave her outside, the first time that we left her alone in the house, Queenie didn't do any damage, but, you know, she was so confident that my father was going to come back. What she actually did, she took my father's slippers, took him down the stairs to the front door and left it for him. When he came back and we found the slippers there. So that was very interesting. But here is something I think you might even laugh at or get a little chuckle out of. You know, later on, you know, a fence was put up outside so Queenie could stay out all day. But one of my father's friends who unfortunately passed away many years ago, what he did, it was my father had some wood and some aluminum siding. So what he did is he actually built a little house for Queenie. It was with some leftover aluminum siding, a little wood, and even some carpeting on the inside of her little house. So she could go into a house, you know, sit down, you know, stretch out, and frankly, she lived better than some people did. I thought you'd find that of interest.
All of us who've had animals in the past, they're just like a member of the family. They're always with us, and you know, we always love them, and it's pretty sad when they get old and they pass on, too. I've had so many dogs, cats, and everything else in between. I think my family had a menagerie, especially when the little ones, my daughters, were growing up. And now they have their cat. My oldest daughter's got a cat. My youngest daughter's got two cats and a Pekingese puppy. So they're carrying on the tradition. Matter of fact, we're waiting for my grandson to be born on the 22nd, around the 22nd, and he's going to be born into a family with pets. He'll have a lot of fun too. He'll definitely have a lot of fun. And as I always say, you know, once he starts growing up, now I know where all my trains and radio equipment's going to go. All right, let's give it to Charlie one more time. Then we'll go up to Yonkers, and if nobody has anything else, I'll put a lid on it for another great week and head up to 160 meters. Gang is up there in full force. WB2YZX, you got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. Can't think of anything offhand, but look forward to going out one weekend and playing with the antennas and whatnot, but not this weekend. So, that's about it for me. So I'll just sit on the side, say goodnight to all, and back to you, Lobby. WB2YZX will be clear.
Hi, Charlie. Tomorrow, if you can, get a little note out to Wally and the rest of the gang that it's time to start thinking about another weekend of operations. This weekend would be interesting. I don't know. There would probably be a lot of snow on the roof. But even Monday. Monday is a holiday. And if anyone was thinking that they'd want to spend some time out there or anywhere else for that matter, maybe even at Hamel's setting up an antenna, if they could call me or email me, and maybe we'll get something going. I know it's short notice, but I'm sure we can scrounge enough people to do something there. Charlie, be good. We'll catch you later. And I'm thinking I'm talking with the guys on 160, or at least 40 meters too. That sometimes 40 meters is pretty rotten, and we try to pick up on 20. So we're trying to pick an alternate frequency, and if you want to stop by and be part of the gang on the chew, stop by, okay?
Hey, maybe I'll give a listen. We're about to be hanging out.
Well, we're trying to stay away from the PSK frequencies there. We're trying to hang around, what was it, 14260-something or other, 14262, 260. There's so many nets during the day and so many other stations that we have to move around a lot.
Okay, maybe I'll give a listen. All right, so have fun.
Take care. And we'll turn it up to KC2 VMS in the wonderful state of Yonkers.
Hey, thanks, WA2AXZ. Pleasure talking with you, and I got lucky here. I can't go on 160, means I do go on 40 and 80 meters. And if I mentioned in the past, I have the G5RB inverted wire, so it works pretty good. One of these days, I'm going to try and see if I can get a wire out for 160, but I'm doing my G5RB, and that's doing pretty good. 20, 40, and 80 meters works very, very good. So that's just about it, and so, once again, it's a great pleasure to talk with you guys. Maybe I'll catch you on 40 or 80 meters, and I know you hang out at, like I heard the general say, 14.262 or 65. Maybe when I'm on there, I'll try and catch you and join in for you. So, all right, I'm going to get off here and let you finish on with the others, and I hope to catch you again next week. So with that, have a great night. Stay safe there. Be careful with the ice. KC2 VMS from Yonkers.
All right, we'll have a great time, and we'll probably catch you on the other bands. And like always, we're here on 2 meters and 440 every Thursday night. Again, this is the K2IRT group. We'll give it over to Rich one last time. KA2KDQ, and that'll be it. She's all yours, Rich.
Okay, Lobby, it's a pleasure speaking with you. As always on the air, and I, at least the last two Thursdays I've been able to get on, which I haven't been in a long time. And also, it was a pleasure seeing you the other day at the Brooklyn Way. Wasn't expecting to run in to you, but that's the way it worked out. Okay, yeah, so I will hope to catch you on the air again soon. And I will be also sending out an email that I received from Steve Nemlis in reference to an upcoming New York City Half Marathon. So if people can participate on this March 21st, they're more than welcome to. Okay, don't have too much to say, so take care, be well, and as far as Prince is concerned, you know, I heard him barking before. Hey, does he have a license? Hi. Okay, I promise I won't report him to the FCC. Okay, so take care, be well, and speak to you soon. So this is KA2, KA2 will now be clear.
Well, he may be fully licensed, but probably not by the FCC. He gets on occasionally, and he voices his opinion on the 72 chew during the day. And believe it or not, that there's a fellow in Ohio that's got a golden retriever, and he answers back, so you could say the bands are going to the dogs. Rich, you have a good one. And to everybody, thanks for stopping by this K2 IRT group. Again, for everyone listening, the K2 IRT is heard every Thursday night from 8 to about 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything. Between ham radio and tonight, we went to the dogs. So if anyone's looking for information, you can check out k2irt.org or check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage is there. With that, I want to thank everyone on the frequency for allowing us the use of the frequency for this time. And now we'll just turn it back to regular amateur use. Now, I say that because I keep on hearing everybody saying that at the end of a net. And we can't really figure out what regular amateur use is, so if anyone wants it, you can use it. Guys, have a great day. This is WA2AXE. I'm going to QSY up, rose that down to 160 meters, 1871. Bye-bye.